and it is Make Ready a People Prepared for the Lord Monday. And so please, my Master's Call family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for this day that you, Lord, have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We remember the days of old. We meditate on all of your works. We muse on the work of your hands. We stretch forth our hands to you, our inner being thirsting after you as a weary land. Hear us quickly, Lord. We praise you for your wonderful blessings you gave us in the Master's Call and in our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Pour back into them your full blessings, adding no sorrow to it, Lord. We thank you for our Artists International and Artists Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, Godmother Dorothy Cook, the Kings of Artists, the VP of Sales, Clement Boyd, and the Body of Christ and the new young generation of Artists Life. Thank you for shining your face on them and being gracious to them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for our TMC listeners and speakers. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive your word for the day, Lord. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it has been a pleasure and a Jesus joy privilege to greet you on this Make Ready a People Prepared for the Lord Monday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here. Minister Rebecca, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us on this Make Me Ready, Jesus, for your people Monday. And so we thank you so much for that tag. We thank you for opening us up in prayer and for making sure that we each of us have been greeted as we come on the line this morning. May God continue to bless you and elevate you is our prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. Well, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I hope that you had a super fantastic weekend and definitely looking forward with anticipation and expectation of greater and newer things to happen during this week. Well, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God every day for their yes, because if it was not for their yes, we would not have the opportunity to dial into this telecommunication sanctuary every Monday through Friday. And so we have been moving forward each and every single day, enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day. We stand on Scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer, and we end this call in prayer. We also on Friday open up the line so that you can share your prayer request and your praise report on the line with us as well. Also, we want to let you know that this call has a website. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been archived on our website. We invite you to go to our website, and also we invite you to share with a friend. Also, if there are opportunities here for you on the Master's Call. And what are those opportunities, you may be wondering? Well, we have an opportunity for you to greet, as Minister Rebecca just did, or there's an opportunity for you to host, which is what I'm doing right now. Also, another opportunity here for you on the Master's Call would be for you to share a message with the masses. Maybe God has given you a message, or he's preparing you for something greater. Well, we invite you to reach out to our prayer general or our Mother Eagle and let them know that you are interested in being a part of the Master's Call team. And so you could just send us an email to info@themasterscall.net.
themasterscall.net. Info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And they will respond to you. Each and every single day, we get the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865. The access code is 539598#, and that's immediately following this call each and every single day. See, the thread that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company that has been changing lives for over 25 years. It's known as Artist Life. And so if you are not familiar with Artist Life, then please allow the person who invited you to this call to share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can absolutely change your life, but only if you let it. So I hope you have your pens, your Bibles, your notepads, and you're ready. Your ears are open. Your heart is open to hear what thus says the Lord. The Lord is definitely speaking to us loud and clear. And so this morning we have the phenomenal opportunity to hear from, we call her here on the Master's Call, our Mother Eagle. And many people wonder, why do we call her our Mother Eagle? Well, see, a Mother Eagle, what she does is she sees potential in her eaglets that they don't even see for themselves. And so she works by what she hears from the Lord God, telling for her to do for each and every single one of us who are under her tutelage. And so what does that do? Is she helps us to open up our eyes to see the potential that God has prepared and predestined for us. So who am I talking about, this mother? None other than the phenomenal Dr. J. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she is a pastor. She is a preacher. She is a teacher. She's an author, because I know that God has plenty of books inside of her, and they will be coming pretty soon. So just keep your eyes and your ears open for what's getting ready to come. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal, practical, prophetic, and on time, real, keeping it real, woman of God. And so I love her. She's an artistpreneur. She makes sure that every single call that we get on, that there is no interruption and no confusion going on. Everything is right and in order. She is victorious. She is anointed. She is needed. She walks in excellence. She is saved. She is sanctified. And she is our anointed speaker for this day. And so at this time, it is a privilege, it is a pleasure to bring to the line none other than the phenomenal, the amazing, the appointed one for this day, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there this morning?
Wow, wow, wow. After that introduction, I was already saying, who is she talking about? Who's that speaker? Thank you so much. I love and adore you so much, our songbird, and truly a woman of God who I've watched spread her wings and soar higher and higher. So thanks for hosting the call this morning to our beautiful Miss Rebecca in Snailville, Georgia. Good morning for greeting, and thank you for greeting all of God's people as you help them get situated. And we call this the telecommunication sanctuary this morning. And to the Master's Call family, our warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. So honored that you would take the time, make the time. Some of you so faithful each and every morning. Excuse me, to be a part of this moment. So much is going on in the realm of the spirit. So much is going on in our country. As I get up and always get before the Lord and pray, my heart has been heavy, as I'm sure many of you all heart has been heavy over the last week, what we went through in America, the rage, the anger, the reactions to the anger, the reactions to injustice has been seen all across this country. Some leaders have behaved in ways that are exemplary, while others have not, and gotten into emotions that utmost as believers, as people of faith, we have to be the firm foundation to pray the will of God in the land. This isn't the first time America has gone through turbulence. But this morning, I want to speak to each and every one of us as people of faith, as believers, and I pray that this message will minister to your heart. For many of us to grow up where we're not just crisis management prayers, that we pray every day, that we do the 1 Thessalonians 5, that says pray without ceasing, meaning that you have a constant dialogue going on with God. We always know first that prayer is not a monologue. We shouldn't be the only ones talking. When we pray, we make our petitions known to God, that we need to be quiet and let God speak back to us. Talking this morning under the topic, God's master plan of faith. God's master plan of faith. See yourself victorious now. God's master plan of faith. See yourself victorious now. In the midst of turbulence, we've got a God who's faithful. In the midst of danger, seen and unseen, we've got a God who sees with eyes of faith. In the midst of injustice, we serve a just God. In the midst of senselessness, of violence and just anger, we have a God that's our shalom, peace of God. And what we have to do, that the Word of God tells us, is to seek truth. Micah talks about when we allow the spirit of truth to rule and reign in our heart, it'll unravel all the tentacles of hate, all the tentacles of injustice, all the tentacles of fear, all the tentacles of things that don't glorify our God. As people of faith, it is so important that the church rise up as an island in the sea. One of the most, I hate to admit it, but one of the most saddest indictments that I watched across the country yesterday was on purpose. I was listening and watching different church sermons from different ministers, and some I was very aware were taped earlier, but some I knew were live. And it was a sad indictment how many churches did not address the current status of America. What good does it do if we don't speak to our current situations? I was so blessed, especially in the city where he resides, to hear Bishop T.D. Jakes immediately get on Periscope the night after the shooting, to get be a part of the prayer that the clergy had in downtown Dallas. I was so blessed to see the mosaic, the multicultural amount of different ministries come together and let the church be the church through the civil rights movement, what brought us historically for people of color out of slavery and bondage has been when the church was the church, and you and I individually are the church, and collectively we move. We can't legislate morality. We can't legislate a heart change. People of faith must take our anger, but Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and sin not. I loved when the man of God told the balance of that he pastors a church that is full of the blue and full of the black and all lives matter, but justice has to roll on. And I love when I finally saw some TV stations put all 7 people who died and not just 5. And we have to be truthful in our hearts. What does that have to do with us on this call? If you love God, your heart should be heavy. You should be concerned about where we're headed. So this morning we're reminded that faith sees. I want to speak to you prophetically, because as a prophet of God, we need to speak to the climate of the times to remind us that we have eyes of faith and we have to see ourselves victorious. In Mark 11:22-24 reads, have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their hearts, but believes in what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. God created this country for freedom to worship our God. Freedom has a cost. Freedom has a journey. And in this season, as individual believers, we have to be truthful about all the issues, all the concerns that lead us to where we are now in our individual life. I was told this, wow, I'm modest, I'm 58, but I was told this at a young age, and I've kept it close to my heart. Whatever status, whatever condition, whatever position your life is in right now, it is the culmination of decisions you made yesterday, last week, last month. If you're not happy about where you are now, for most of us, we just have to repent for choices we've made in the past. We can't always blame it on mama, she didn't, or daddy, I didn't grow up in the best situation, because the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, is inside of us, and he makes a way out of no way. Whatever your status is, if you want to be a platinum and we are still struggling as a supervisor and a manager, we have to be honest about some priorities and some decisions we've made in the past. But isn't it good to know God's mercies are new every morning? Well, what does faith really mean when we talk about God's master plan of faith? And in these turbulent times, how do we as individual believers, as corporate believers, as believers of the body of Christ, who must be a living epistle of peace, of love, but at most of truth, during this season? According to Webster's Collegiate Online Dictionary, it says faith is belief without evidence. Faith is confidence. I love the word. Faith is trust. Trust is confident expectation. See, in that verse 22, and it says, have faith in God. As we look to God, believing and trusting in his promises, in his word, he promises us blessings, not curses. He promises us favor, and we know favor is not necessarily fair. He promises us good while we look in the midst of so much evil. He promises us prosperity and posterity for generations, not poverty and lack. He promises us good success and not continual failures. He promises us life and life more abundantly, not just getting by and barely making it. As we have faith, as we have confidence, as we have confident expectations, as believers, let's start on the alpha of our understanding first, that faith sees. Faith sees these injustices. Faith sees the hypocrisies that many of us deal with. Faith sees our lack of consistency. Faith sees our hope for a better tomorrow. But faith understands that it's going to cost us something to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith has that eye of the eagle to see way ahead of our situations and our circumstances. One thing I love, and when I did the research back in 1995, when God dropped in my spirit the Gathering of the Eagles, the name of my ministry, and that eagles do not usually, they never fly in groups, they fly alone, but you would help gather those who want to lead with the faith of God, lead with the integrity of Christ, lead with a character that exemplifies Christ, that today, with eyes of faith, we have to be people, as Bishop Jake so eloquently but so righteously said, never stop praying, never stop believing, but never stop speaking the truth in love. Today, with eyes of faith, never stop believing God will make a way out of no way. Today, with eyes of faith, look through the anal of God's eyes, where you see through the corridor of faith. Keep holding on to the horns of hope, where at Alpha right now, today, it seems hard, it seems hopeless, it seems heavy, but we know in Omega, if we look with eyes of faith, we have a heavenly Father who has promised us a hallelujah of victory. Today, with eyes of faith, we have to call things that be not as though we, as though they were. In the midst of hate, we have to shine the light of love. In the midst of injustice, we have to keep speaking the justice, the truth of God, and demand it to roll down the mountain like a mighty river. We have to today, with eyes of faith, hold on to the promises of God no matter what. Today, with the eyes of faith, we will starve our doubt, our negativity, our hateful speech and attitude, and feed it with faith, feed it with a spirit of love, feed it with a long-suffering that we know will only change the situation. I posted on my Facebook page, I found it from one of my fellow co-laborers in Christ, had posted this beautiful picture of two little babies asleep but holding each other, saying that you're not born with hate, you're taught hate. We're not born with wanting to just do evil. That is taught. And so we have to, as believers, insulate us ourselves with the blood of Jesus and bathe our mind with the truth that says in Philippians 4 that we think on things that are good, that are pure, that are lovely, that are just, that are truthful, that are praiseworthy. Think on these things no matter what fiery darts the enemy hurls at us. And as people of color, we've had a lot hurled at us, but we walked on, we watched our forefathers with eyes of faith, never thought they'd see a black president. We watch our forefathers with eyes of faith on the cotton field, having to have the faith to believe that one day we'd be free. We watched historically women of faith who couldn't one time vote, who couldn't one time make choices for their life, walk in a liberty they never dreamed of. Today, with eyes of faith, we have to believe that hate will not triumph and love will prevail, but individual Christians, your rhetoric, your speech, our talk must truly be that of love. Yes, we have emotions, but they must submit to the word of God and speak the truth in love. Today, with eyes of faith, we're asking each and every one of us to see ourselves as overcomers, to be victorious in Christ. Many times we're in the midst of a storm. Right now, America is in the midst of a storm, but I was reminded by one of my best friends the other day. She said, remember when you used to tell us, because I did, when I was first accepting my call as a prophet, way back in 1992, the house prophet at Higher Dimensions, she got up and she said, America's going to be judged in three areas, and you will watch God have to deal with our hearts. And she said, first, God's going to deal with homosexuality because it's not of God, but we must address it with love. It can be rhetoric of hate. It can be speech that demeans and speaks of demise, but it has to be spoken out of a heart of love so that people find the truth. And she said, secondly, sexism is going to be judged. God's not going to allow us to keep holding down women when there's a role for us to play. God is going to go before us and make crooked pathways straight. She said, but one of the biggest strongholds that God's going to deal with, and it's going to be people of color who are going to struggle just as much as others, and that's racism. And wow, 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 did Prophetess Apostle Pam Vanette get it on the mark these 30, 40 years later when she reminded us that God's going to root it up, but he roots it up through his people. So what's the challenge today when God has his master plan of faith? With eyes of faith, see yourself walking in a spirit of agape love. With eyes of faith, see yourself always loving your brother and your sister, and see yourself as your brother's keeper. Blood shed unjustly is blood, whether it's blue or black or from a white, from an Asian, from an Hispanic, from a Native American, from a black. It's all important. And we as believers, we have to speak to the truth, the nonviolent truth, that Black Lives Matter is saying, because we know the facts of how many unjustly have died. But we also have to speak the truth that violence and anger at innocent people in blue is not the answer. We cannot jump on bandwagons that God will never allow you to ride with your eyes of faith. As believers, let's do what 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us. If my people, I'm talking to my people today, believers on this line, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, come on now, we've got to pray. We've got to seek his face. We've got to turn from our wicked ways. Then he promised us he would heal our land. Today, as artists, distributors, as ministers in the marketplace, as believers, on whatever level or label you want to call yourself, remember, God has his master's plan of faith, and it must be done through his way, but abiding by his word. In Jesus' name, I pray you receive this word. I'm so sorry I went over. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that much-needed word on this Monday. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Lord, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your peace. And we thank you for the word of God that you just allow for us to hear this day. And I pray that we would not just hear it, but that we would use it for us to get through this next season, oh God. I thank you for the woman of God that you have appointed and called and ordained for this day and for every day, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray right now that you will restore her with virtue, that you will restore her with joy, with strength, with wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding, with peace that comes from you, God. I pray that every single need in her life will be met in the matchless name of Jesus. For you are our master. You are our God. You are her protector. You are her guidance, Father. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single thing in her household will be met in the name of Jesus. I lift that Mother Josie to you, and I pray right now that you will continue to keep your hands of protection over her. I lift up Jackie to you. I lift up Artists International to you right now, God. I pray for those who have loved ones who have passed away, that you would be their strength, that you would be their comfort, that you would be their peace right now, oh God. I come against anything that will come against us right now in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that even though the weapon may form, that it will not prosper in Jesus' name, because we walk in victory. We are champions. We are mighty. Because you are our God, and you have given us all power. And I pray that we will allow ourselves to operate in the power, in the purpose, in the plans that you have for each of our lives, oh God. And so we thank you this day. We praise you. We magnify you. We give you the glory. We realize that we could do all things with you, but we could do nothing without you. So we thank you for this moment.
These things I decree and declare in the matchless name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-POUND. Please, please, please share this message on your social media website with that replay number. Allow someone else's life to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as yours has been this day. We will be heading over to Inspirational Monday on the new morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865. Please join us there. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you so much again, Minister, Pastor, Dr. Our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for blessing us this morning with that prophetic word. And to each of you who have dialed in, remember, you are great. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So go out into the world and make it happen on this Monday. Back over to you, Dr. Vanessa, for our benediction for this day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Going to encourage everybody to who can to join us on the morning new morning motivational call. Our very own Minister Cynthia Cox will be bringing the word today, so we're looking forward to hearing her minister to our hearts also. We need to pray. We need to pray like we never prayed before for America, for Baton Rouge, for Minnesota, for Dallas, for Chicago. You can name every city where injustice is being forced to submit to the justice of God. But it's got to be done God's way. So we're praying for the families who've lost loved ones. Somebody went home and didn't have a father, an uncle, a brother, and we have to pray. We have to pray. But as believers, with eyes of faith, we have to do it God's way. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that those who have ears to hear, let them hear. As people of faith, let us be your instruments that you use to speak the truth in love. Father, we thank you that we will bombard heaven and pray your kingdom come, your will be done, for God to truly, for America to truly repent for our many sins and turn our hearts, our minds, our actions, our motives back to you. And with everything we do, Father God, as we leave this call, as we go out as your ministers in the marketplace, we will lift you up. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I thank you, Daddy God, that we know your word is true. So we bless the people of God. We pray for all of us individually and corporately to be your ambassadors, to be your mouthpieces, to be your living epistles. And we'll give you and you alone the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hope to hear you on the new morning motivational call very soon. For everyone else, have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.